I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. U.S. officials resume talks with North Korea this week, but they say don't expect progress on Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program anytime soon. South Korea has said the North must abandon nuclear weapons if the two countries are ever to reunify. Unification is the dream of many older Koreans, but not so much for those born long after the Korean War. So the government in Seoul has launched an online TV channel on unification to get young Koreans to care. Reporter Jason Strother has our story.
The South's Ministry of Unification apparently doesn't think there's enough information out there about North Korea, so it's created a video-on-demand website.
북한이 우리 정부의 대북 정책 전환과 6.15 14선언 이행을 공식 천명할 것을 요구했습니다.
The Unification Channel, as it's called, features press briefings, interviews with policymakers, and news reports all related to reunifying with the North. It also aims to provide some laughs with a 20-episode sitcom. The show is about a South Korean family living close to the DMZ who adopts a North Korean refugee. The Unification Ministry is also launching Twitter and Facebook accounts to attract young Koreans to the website. Lee Sung-shin from the ministry's PR team says it's not easy to get those in high school and college interested in North Korea. South Korean life is very competitive, and young Koreans are busy with school or searching for jobs, he says. They don't have time to think about unification. But it goes beyond busy schedules, says Andre Lankov, an analyst at Seoul's Gubin University. Lankov, a Russian native, says after nearly 70 years of division, many Korean youths just don't see the point anymore.
Pretty much nobody among the younger generation of Koreans is seriously interested in unification. North Korea is increasingly seen as a distant country, an irrelevant place, a poor dictatorship whose population happens to speak the same language.
Lankov says that's unfortunate because this generation needs to be prepared for the day when the North Korean regime ceases to exist.
Unification will come, and not as a result of negotiations between these two governments, but most likely as a result of a revolution in North Korea. And the revolution will happen sooner or later, and the current generation, they are going to deal with consequences of this change.
And Lankov says those consequences include picking up the bill for reunification. Some think tanks estimate the cost at more than $100 billion. The economic impact of unifying the peninsula was the main concern of students I met in a class at Seoul Women's University. 21-year-old Lindsay says she doesn't know how the South Korean government can afford to help lift the North out of poverty.
Every people in North Korea is poor.
Lindsay and other students brought up the government's proposal to create a so-called unification tax that would set money aside for integrating the two economies. 24-year-old Hwa Sung-hyun says the unification channel should explain how that money would be used.
We have to know about North Korea before we unificate, and also government should teach us why we have to unificate before they try to getting our tax.
Still, Hua isn't so sure she'll actually log in to watch the unification channel. But her classmate, 21-year-old Mirae, says she'll check it out.
I'm interested because I've studied history, and I think unification is most important in Korea. I think it's duty of our generation.
Mirae says she'll try to persuade her friends to watch the channel too. That's what the South Korean government wants to hear, but the North doesn't seem too pleased about it. North Korea's own official media called the channel psychological warfare and declared it an act of aggression aimed at preventing reunification. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.